Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are watching their little ones stop in their tracks to stare at a sunset, or spend 10 minutes examining a flower, or declare that a rock they found is the most beautiful thing they've ever seen. And these parents are wondering, how can I nurture this? How can I help my child really notice and create beautiful things in their world? And I want to tell you something wonderful. You're asking exactly the right question at exactly the right time. You see, when your 4 or 5-year-old stops to marvel at the way light shines through a leaf, or insists on arranging their toys in a very specific pattern, or spends ages choosing just the right color for their drawing, something magical is happening. Their aesthetic sense is awakening. They're developing what researchers call beauty awareness, and it's one of the most precious gifts we can nurture in childhood. The magic book showed me something fascinating from the research. Ages 4 and 5 represent a golden window for developing aesthetic appreciation and creative expression. During this stage, young children are naturally curious about beauty in their world, and they're building the cognitive foundations for creative thinking. Doctor. Mate Gary Gordebil from the University of the Basque Country spent 20 years studying this, and she discovered that creative play experiences promote children's ability to perceive unusual or strange details, fluency, and originality to identify problems and seek solutions. Isn't that amazing? When we help children notice beauty, we're not just teaching them about pretty things. We're actually enhancing their capacity for creative thinking, problem solving, and meaningful engagement with the world. The National Academies of Sciences emphasizes that preschool children develop cognitive abilities through exposure to novel experiences and exploration. And UNICEF's international guidelines specifically state that children ages 3 to 6 should regularly experience, discover, and appreciate beautiful things in their environment. This isn't optional, my friend. This is foundational development. So how do we support this beautiful awakening? Let me share what the magic book and the research both tell us. First, slow down and notice together. When your child stops to look at something, stop with them. Get down on their level. Ask gentle questions. What do you notice about this flower? What colors do you see? How does it make you feel? You're not teaching them what to think. You're teaching them that their observations matter, that beauty is worth pausing for, that wonder has value. Second, provide materials for creation without pressure for perfection. This is so important. Set out paints, crayons, clay, natural materials like leaves and stones. Let them explore color, texture, pattern, and form. The research shows that when children engage in creative activities without the pressure to make something perfect, they develop creative personality behaviors and traits that serve them throughout their lives. Third, bring beauty into everyday moments. Point out the way morning light streams through the window. Notice the pattern of raindrops on glass. Appreciate the colors in their food. Beauty isn't just in museums or special occasions. It's everywhere, and when we help children see it, we're teaching them that the world is full of wonder. Fourth, celebrate their creative expressions. When they make something, ask them about it. What were you thinking about when you made this? What do you love about it? What was your favorite part to create? You're teaching them that their creative voice matters, that their unique way of seeing the world has value. And here's something the magic book wants you to know. Your child doesn't need expensive art supplies or formal lessons to develop aesthetic appreciation. They need time, space, and your genuine interest in what they notice and create. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. It's called The Magic Paintbrush, and it's about a kind-hearted boy named Ma Liang who receives a magical paintbrush that brings his paintings to life. He learns to use his gift to notice what's beautiful and needed in the world, then create it with care and intention to help others. When Ma Liang discovers that his paintings come to life, children learn that their creative expressions have real power and meaning. The story shows that noticing what's beautiful in the world, and then creating beauty yourself, is a gift that can help others and bring joy. After you read this story together, you can encourage your child to notice beautiful things around them and try creating their own versions through drawing, painting, or other creative play. Ask them, what would you paint if your art could come to life? This helps them connect their observations of beauty with their own creative expression. You know what I love about this developmental stage? Your child isn't just learning to appreciate beauty. They're learning that they have the power to create it. They're discovering that their unique way of seeing the world matters. They're building confidence in their creative voice. And here's the truth the magic book whispers. When you support your child's aesthetic development, you're not creating an artist, though they might become one. You're nurturing their capacity for wonder, their ability to find meaning and joy in the world around them, their confidence to express what's in their heart. This matters more than we sometimes realize. Children who develop aesthetic appreciation and creative confidence grow into adults who can see possibilities, who can imagine solutions, who can find beauty even in difficult times. You're not just helping them notice a pretty sunset. You're helping them build a way of being in the world that will serve them forever. So, my wonderful friend, the next time your child stops to stare at something you might walk right past, stop with them. The next time they want to spend 20 minutes arranging rocks by color, let them. The next time they create something and want to show you, really look at it. Really listen to what they tell you about it. You're not wasting time. You're nurturing one of the most beautiful aspects of being human, the ability to notice and create beauty in the world. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on as you support your child's beautiful awakening to the wonder all around them. You're doing something truly special, my friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.